MTV Cast.
Good morning. It's Alexandra calling from a motel in Payson. Well, I obviously made it out of the fucking Four Peaks, but oh my god, it's always such an odyssey. As I was climbing up into Four Peaks, what was it, 2 days ago? I got caught in a really fucking wet storm, where everything I had got soaked, at camp. So I kind of slept, but I didn't sleep very good yesterday. And, all my stuff was wet. So I knew I had to make it to, there's no option. I had to make it to Payson because there was no way I could sleep with that wet sleeping bag. But I was so exhausted by the time I made it to Jake's Corner. I don't know how I could possibly bike to Payson. And I didn't really bike to Payson. I pretty much walked to Payson, and it was so stupid. It took me like 5.5 hours, I think, to get from Jake's Corner to the Circle K, where I was like telling myself, I was like, okay, I'm going to resupply as soon as I get in. And as soon as I started walking around the store at like 1 in the morning, I was like, there's no way I can even think enough to prepare for what's coming. So I just went to the first hotel I saw. And got a room. It's so hot in here right now. I had to blast it. My sleeping bag is like hanging up over the heater, but I blasted it to 80 just so that it would dry all night. So it seems very dry and fluffed up, which is nice, but it's also so hot in here. And I can't believe that I have to leave this hotel room again. What a disaster. I would love to feel like I was strong enough to actually ride something. But I don't feel like that. And I have this, like, dread for what's to come a little bit. I was in the forecast, and it is cold. Like, 30s. At night, which I just barely feel prepared for. Like, I'm prepared for it, but not mentally, because 30 is so cold. Yeah, this race is so hard. You just melt and then you freeze. so hard. I feel like I should sleep more, but I also want to get my ass out of this hotel in the city. So I think I'll hit the Maverick on my way out. I'm pretty confident that my sleeping bag is dry enough. I was thinking I was going to have to hit the laundromat on my way out of town, too. But it's been baking at 80 degrees for 6 hours, or however long I've been here. All right, well, get prepared to probably watch me make more stupid decisions. The ride has been fairly good and feeling pretty strong up until last night when I should have slept at like 10. That's what I needed to do, but I just had to get to Payson. I had no other option, and it took mental strength to make it here. Oh my god, when I got to the gas station at the corner of Payson, I didn't even cry. I was like, oh my god, I see a hotel, I'm gonna go there. Just right next door, it was like, okay. And then I ate some ramen noodles, and I bought a cheeseburger there, but they were fucking nasty, and I threw it away. But I just didn't feel. Sorry, I got cut off because I was rambling. I'm going to keep rambling a little more. I just want to say that writing 4 pieces on a single speed is so fucking hard. The incline is mostly often just enough where you fucking smash it. But then you're just smashing your pedals for like 5,000 feet of vertical climbing on the road. I walked so much. And then the second climb out of the Sycamore Fork is even a doozier. Took me even longer. I walked everything, and my legs were feeling pretty dead by the time I was going down Gold Ridge. In the dark, I'll let you know, it's so hard. Oh, so crazy. What a fucking bike ride. But I'm trying really hard. Last night when I exploded and fell apart, I gave up on the idea of catching Katya. Just because this is really far ahead now, because it took me so long to get here. And, you know, the important, like, I'm trying hard, but I also have to care for myself. And I just needed a little more sleep today. I've mostly been sleeping 4 or 5 hours, which is actually pretty good. But I slept for 5 hours today, or last night, or whatever. Now I'm massaging my legs. They hurt so bad. They're just super duper swollen. Just really annoying. I kind of want to wrap them in bandages. I think I need to get compression socks. Okay, I really got to get to work. Later.